तदा कृपया यत् कृपा मुखहाया से जीवनिष्ठरे मया तहारे चादाया. If the conditioned soul becomes Krishna conscious by the mercy of saintly persons who voluntarily preach scriptural injunctions and help him to become Krishna conscious, the conditioned soul is liberated from the clutches of Maya, who gives him up. Prabhupada, a conditioned soul is one who has forgotten Krishna as his eternal master. Thinking that he is enjoying the material world, the conditioned soul suffers the threefold miseries of material existence. Saintly persons, sadhus, Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, preach Krishna consciousness on the basis of Vedic literature. It is only by the mercy, by their mercy, that the conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness. When awakened, he is no longer eager to enjoy the materialistic way of life. Instead, the devotee, he devotes himself to the loving transcendental service of the Lord. When one engages in the Lord's devotional service, he becomes detached from material enjoyment. Bhakti parishanu bhavo viraktiya anyatra chaisha trika eka kala. This is the test by which one can tell whether he is advancing in devotional service. One must be detached from material enjoyment. Such detachment means that Maya has actually given the conditioned soul liberation from illusory enjoyment. Whether one is advanced in Krishna consciousness, when one is advanced in Krishna consciousness, he does not consider himself as good as Krishna. Whenever he thinks that he is the enjoyer of material advantages, he is imprisoned in the bodily conception. However, when he is freed from the bodily conception, he can engage in devotional service, which is his actual position of freedom from the clutches of Maya. This is all explained in the following verse from Bhagavad Gita. Krishnalaya, or Kalakanda, thank you very much, but it is much better we have that window open because it is very temporary, the noise of the train. I was choosing this verse today because it makes such a nice point in Krishna consciousness, which I wanted to discuss a little, but I forgot to say. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskachare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. If the conditioned soul becomes Krishna consciousness by the mercy of saintly persons who voluntarily preach scriptural injunctions and help him to become Krishna conscious, the conditioned soul is liberated from the clutches of Maya, who gives him up. This is such a nice verse. The Maya is like a chain of the three modes of material nature. The ignorant, mode, the passionate mode, and the sattvic mode. And all our thoughts and our actions are usually influenced by these modes, so that we can say that we are bound by the three modes of material nature. Now, when the conditioned soul comes in contact with true sadhus, with real devotees of the Lord, who preach the Vedic scriptures to the conditioned soul, then something very interesting happens. The material energy gives up her influence, or to speak it in other words, the ropes of material nature become slackened, and finally the conditioned soul becomes free from this bondage. In your own life you can see how much you have become free from the bondage of the material nature by how much you have developed detachment from the concept of material enjoyment. I know that this is a very personal and private subject matter which devotees have to think about on their own terms, but please use this verse for this. It is said, the Maya gives us up. Actually, if Maya doesn't give us up, we have not much chance in spiritual life. If Maya is on our case and wants to get us, and we are not sufficiently, let me say, detached, then there is no possibility for us to develop any type of detachment. And Maya just nimmt uns rein, wie man in Schweizerdeutsch sagt. Maya just takes us in to her influence. See, it is totally impossible for us to develop our Krishna consciousness on our own strength. We need actually the powerful words of the Lord, which are repeated by real sadhus. Then if Maya hears these powerful preaching from real devotees of the Lord, woof! Then she stands to the side and says, I give this person up, I have no chance any longer. Here it is stated in a verse which comes afterwards, the conditioned soul cannot revive his Krishna consciousness by his own effort. But out of causeless mercy, Lord Krishna compiled the Vedic literature and its settlement, the Puranas. So when devotees come into our lives and preach these Vedic scriptures and the Puranas, the powerful material energy gives up her grip. Says, I'm sorry, I can't catch this conditioned soul any longer. A very nice example of this process, where a sadhu or sadhus preach the Vedic scriptures in the pure form, is a Vasudev Datta. Without the preaching of such sadhus who preach the Vedic scriptures cannot take the desired effect in our life. It has been often said, just like medical books need to be explained by a medical practitioner to the student in order that the student can apply the knowledge in the book. Similarly, the Vedic scriptures need actually the touch of sadhus in order to really work on our lives. The example which is often used is the seed of a banyan tree. That seed can only take roots in the ground and develop into a banyan tree if it is eaten by a sparrow, certain type of sparrow, and then is going through his digestive tract. Only then, when it comes out from the end of the from the end of the sparrow, then it has a certain type of substance over it which he has gotten from the sparrow, which will take care that the seed will grow into the ground and grow into a banyan tree. I think we don't know this biological fact because we don't have banyan trees in the West, but there is a certain banyan tree which can only multiply itself when its seed is going through the digestive tract, the Verdauungstrakt, of a certain type of sparrow, and then gets certain additional substance from the body of the sparrow which will take care that it grows. The same way that the Vedic scriptures can only grow in our heart if true devotees preach this into our life. Therefore it is stated in the first canto of the Bhagavatam that the Bhagavatam scripture and the Bhagavat personality both together take care that the unwanted influence of the material energy, which manifests in the form of anattas in the heart, can go, and Maya gives up such a condition. So I wanted to actually read to you a little bit about Vasudev Datta, who was praised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I think you will enjoy hearing it very much because it is such a good example how the scriptures need the mercy of Vaishnavas in order to work in our lives. I will just read it. Please listen attentively, because this morning we will just have read from the scriptures a lot. I will not say so much. Accepting Vasudev Datta as a great devotee, the Lord said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Vasudev Datta and began to speak of his glories as if he had 1,000 mouths. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified him, Vasudev Datta immediately became very embarrassed and shy. He then submitted himself, touching the Lord's lotus feet. Vasudev Datta told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, you incarnate just to deliver all conditioned souls. I have now one petition, which I wish you would accept." So now Vasudev Datta is asking the Lord for something. "My Lord, you are certainly capable of doing whatever you like, and you are indeed merciful. If you do desire, you can very easily do whatever you want. My Lord, my heart breaks to see the suffering of all conditioned souls. Therefore I request you to transfer the karma of their sinful lives upon my head." Wonderful, isn't it? Everyone! Don't we have enough suffering with our own karma? One karma is enough. What do you think, Srishtikara? The back is paining. The mind is paining. The whatever. He wants the karma of all the conditioned souls on his head so that they are karma free. "My dear Lord, let me suffer perpetually in a hellish condition, accepting all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish the diseased material life." Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gives the following commentary on this verse. "In the Western countries, Christians believe that Lord Jesus Christ, their spiritual master, appeared in order to eradicate all the sins of his disciples. To this end, Lord Jesus Christ appeared and disappeared. Here, however, we find Sri Vasudev Datta Thakur and Srila Haridas Thakur to be many millions of times more advanced even when compared to Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ relieved only his followers from all sinful reactions. But Vasudev Datta is here prepared to accept the sins of everyone in the universe. Can't believe what we are reading this morning. A Vaishnava is so liberal that he is prepared to risk everything to rescue conditioned souls from material existence. Srila Vasudev Datta Thakur is universal love itself, for he was willing to sacrifice everything and fully engage in the service of the Supreme. Srila Vasudev Datta knew very well that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the original personality of Godhead. He was transcendence itself above the material conception of illusion and Maya. And Lord Jesus Christ certainly finished the sinful reactions of his followers by his mercy. But that does not mean that he completely delivered them from the pangs of material existence. A person may be relieved from sins once, but it is a practice amongst Christians to confess sins and yet commit them again. By getting freed from sins and again engaging in them, one cannot attain freedom from the pains of material existence. A diseased person may go to a physician for relief, but after he leaves the hospital, he may again be infected due to his unclean habits. This material existence continues, Srila Vasudev Datta wanted. Thus material existence continues. Srila Vasudev Datta wanted to completely relieve the conditioned souls from material existence so that they would no longer have an opportunity to commit sinful acts. This is the difference between Srila Vasudev Datta and Lord Jesus Christ. It is a great offense to receive pardon from sins and then commit them these sins again. Such an offense is more dangerous than the sinful activity itself. Vasudev Datta was so liberal that he requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to transfer all offensive activity upon him so the conditioned souls might be purified. This prayer was certainly without duplicity. Vasudev Datta's example is unique not only within this world, but within the universe. It is beyond the conception of fruitive actions or the speculation of mundane philosophers. Due to being illusioned by the external energy, and due to a poor fund of knowledge, people tend to envy one another. Because of this, they are engaged in fruitive activity, and they try to escape this fruitive activity by mental speculation. Consequently, neither karmis nor jnanis are purified. In the words of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, they are kukamis and kujanis, bad actors and bad speculators. The Mayavadis and karmis should therefore turn their attention to the magnanimous Vasudev Datta, who wanted to suffer for others in a hellish condition. Nor should one consider Vasudev Datta a mundane philanthropist or welfare worker. He was not interested in merging into the Brahman effulgence, nor was he interested in material honor or reputation. He was far above philanthropists, philosophers, and fruitive actors. He was a most exalted personality who wanted to show mercy upon conditioned souls. This is not an exaggeration of his transcendental qualities. It is perfectly true. Actually, there cannot be any comparison to Vasudev Datta. He was a Vaishnava, Paradukaduki, very much aggrieved to see others suffer. The entire world is purified simply by the appearance of such a great devotee. By his presence, the whole world is glorified, and conditioned souls, due to his transcendental presence, are also glorified. As Narottam Das Thakur confirms, Vasudev Datta is the real devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane Sejaya Rajendra Sutta Pasham. One who executes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission must be considered to be eternally liberated. He is a transcendental person and does not belong to this material world. Such a devotee engaging in the deliverance of the total population is as magnanimous as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Here's a verse now about Mahaprabhu. Please chant with me. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goradvise Namaha. Such a personality factually represents Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because his heart is always filled with compassion for conditioned souls. Wonderful purport, isn't it? Super. I think now we can understand why such Vaishnava sadhus are so special. They have this mercy and this great transcendental eagerness. So let us hear how the Lord reacts when he hears such a devotee praying for the conditioned souls. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Vasudev Datta's statement, his heart became very soft. See how the Lord becomes softened in his heart. Tears flowed from his eyes. He cries and he began to tremble. In a faltering voice, he spoke as follows. Tomada vichitnanae Tumi sakshat pralad. Tumi sakshat pralad. You are directly pralad. Tomara upara kripera sampuna prasad. Accepting Vasudev Datta as a great devotee, the Lord said, such a statement is not at all astonishing because you are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. It appears that Lord Krishna has bestowed complete mercy upon you. There is no doubt about it. Whatever a pure devotee wants from his master, Lord Krishna, doubtlessly grants, because he has no duty other than to fulfill the desire of his devotee. Krishna has no duty than to accept the desire of his devotee. Therefore, when the devotee just wants something from the Lord, he just has to do it. Like Srila Prabhupada somehow wanted that we Western people take to Krishna consciousness, and we had no other chance. The Lord just fulfilled the desire of Prabhupada. We know a very intimate exchange of words. When Srila Prabhupada came over from India to the Western Hemisphere, he suffered a severe heart attack on board of the Yaladuta, and he was actually near to his own death. Then when he saw that the Lord was ready to take him, at that time he just prayed to the Lord, please don't take me, I have not fulfilled the order of my spiritual master to spread Krishna consciousness in the West. And then the Lord said, according to Prabhupada, he wanted to take Prabhupada. But then he said in a slightly frustrated tone, okay, then do your nonsense. In other words, Prabhupada wanted so much, even against Prabhupada, against Krishna's will, if you so want, to bring Krishna consciousness to the West and save fallen conditioned souls. That the Lord, what could he do? Okay, do your, you know, don't, Prabhupada in his humility, he says like this, but do your preaching activities. Whatever a pure devotee wants from his master, Lord Krishna doubtlessly grants, because he has no other duty than to fulfill the desire of his devotee. If you desire the deliverance, Lord Chaitanya continues, if you, Vasudev Datta, desire the deliverance of all living entities within the universe, then all of them can be delivered even without your undergoing the tribulations of sinful activity. It's possible. You don't have to suffer the karma. Krishna is not incapable, for he has all potencies. Why would he induce you to suffer the sinful reactions of other living entities? Whosoever welfare you desire immediately becomes a Vaishnava. And Krishna delivers all Vaishnavas from the reactions of their past sinful activities. Whosoever you desire immediately becomes a Vaishnava. Whosoever welfare you desire immediately becomes a Vaishnava. And Krishna delivers all Vaishnavas from the reactions of their past sinful activities. Do you now understand a little better why it is so important to please a pure devotee and then approach the devotee and say, my dear devotee, this is in Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is quoted, the fire of material misery is burning me. And the snake, Kala Sarpa, the snake of time is behind me. I'm losing time, I'm losing out. Please, therefore, save me. And then when the devotee says, all right, this person wants so much the spiritual life, then he intercedes in the karma, intercedes, unterbricht das Karma of a conditioned soul. And then, when the karma is no longer there, Maya has to give the conditioned soul up. He has no possibility. It's in other words, a devotee who needs to come and take the bondage of material existence from us, the chains of material life from us. And the way it happens is, the devotee just prays to the Lord on our behalf. And the Lord, who becomes so much moved by the prayers of his devotees, he has no other duty, Lord Chaitanya says, then okay, I'm doing. And then he will take away the Maya from the conditioned souls. This is why we actually require devotees, merciful Vaishnavas, who just want our deliverance. Krishna consciousness, in other words, is not a very technical process. It is a process, yes, we have a lot of technical philosophy, but it's a very personal process where the Lord just listens to his pure devotees who want the deliverance of the fallen conditioned souls. Finish this now. Then Lord Chaitanya says with the moved voice, Yastvinda Gopa Maravendra Mahosvakarma Vandanurupa Falabhajana Matanoti Kamani Nidahati Kintucha Bhakti Bhajam Govindamari Purushang Tamahang Bhajami. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the original personality of Godhead Govinda, who regulates the suffering and enjoyments of fruitive activity for everyone, from the heavenly king Indra down to the smallest insect, the Indra Gopa. That very personality of Godhead destroys the fruitive karma of one engaged in devotional service. In other words, the question, where is the karma bandha, the bondage of karma, is taken care of here. The Lord becomes moved by the prayers of his devotees who pray for the conditioned souls, and then he just takes the karma bandhana away from them. Let us not have any doubt about it. If the Lord doesn't take the karmic bondage from us, we stand no chance. Maya is just too powerful. With only a blinking of the eye, she can finish us very easily. But what is your experience? Isn't it? It is. Why not you? This is so heavy. So if the kind devotees pray for us, and then the Lord says, all right. Schon gut. Ich mache ja schon. Then the Lord takes this karma bandhana away from us. And actually the devotee does not have to suffer. This is a very interesting Vaishnava philosophy. We often say the spiritual master suffers for the reactions of his disciples. I think it's a very interesting point. Krishna actually helps him to take away the karmic. This is the whole discussion. Vasudev says, I want to suffer for this, like for all the karmic reactions of the conditioned soul. The Lord Chaitanya says, don't think the Lord is incapable. The karma will be taken care of by him. He burns it. But this happens only with a very strong a pure devotee must be very, very strong in Krishna consciousness. Only then, if he is so properly connected with the karma, it goes. If he is not very strong, and he is not so connected with the Lord, then the karma will come to him, and he will suffer tremendously. Krishna. These are very interesting points. Then he concludes, because of your honest desire, all living entities within the universe will be delivered. For Krishna does not have to do anything to deliver all the entities of the universe. And then Lord Chaitanya says, I want to inform you, just one universe is very little, because there are as many universes there as there are millions of fruits on the Udumbara trees. In this way, millions of universes float on the water of the river Viraja. What is one universe for the Lord? Even so, if all the conditioned souls from one universe go, then this universe crashes into, it cannot be maintained any longer. The universe is actually maintained by the Jagate Daryate Jagat Daryate Jagat, by the Jivas, by the living entities. Their presence maintains the universe, just like the presence of prisoners maintain the prison. A prison sinks into dust. if there are no prisoners who are there in the prison. So these are very nice points. Hare Krishna. I was reading yesterday this passage when I was discussing with some devotees about our beautiful philosophy, and devotees were asking actually how can we be delivered from the material energy, and it's very, very clear that we do need the help of devotees to be this. There is a very nice example in the life of King Ranti Devi, who was a pure devotee, who took care of the Krishna consciousness of all his subordinates. He was very, very devoted to their welfare. And it is described that because he was such a pure devotee, Maya could not even stand before him. And anyone who was connected with King Ranti Deva, he also was protected against the influence of Maya. It's very nice. Raghunath Das Goswami, he prays in his Mana Shiksha that very often Maya comes with her highway robbers, lust, anger, greed, and all this. And when she comes like this, it is very, very important that we call out the name of the devotees, because these devotees who are devotees of the great devotees of the Lord, they are like policemen on the street back home, back to Godhead. And when they are there, then Maya has no chance. She can't do her things. The highway robbers of lust, greed, anger, and so on have to go away. Therefore, we as devotees, we pray to these great devotees. Oh, Rupa Sanatana, oh, my protectors, oh, Raghunath Das Goswami, oh, Srila Prabhupada. We take actually shelter at the lotus feet of these great devotees of the past, who by their transcendental influence can save us from Maya and instill great blessings on us. I'm often there near the Samadhi of Raghunath Das Goswami. When you are there, there are three substances which you can drink. There's always a little buttermilk which you can drink, which is offered to the Samadhi. Then you can take the dust from the Samadhi ground, and then you sometimes can get a nice burfi there, if you know the right times when to go there. And this way you can make contact with Raghunath Das Goswami. When I took sannyas, before I took sannyas, I went to the Samadhi of Raghunath Das Goswami, threw myself on the ground and asked him, please protect me. I am such a fallen soul. I am so devoid of any qualifications. Please protect me. I always think that by Raghunath Das Goswami's influence, he is keeping me in Krishna consciousness and connecting and going to Prabhupada and saying, Prabhupada, he's your servant. Please take care of him. This, in other words, this mercy of the Vaishnavas is so important, of the past Vaishnavas, of the present Vaishnavas, so important on our spiritual life. We need it. Hare Krishna. Here I am, have come to the conclusion. Es tut mir leid, wir sind gerade fertig geworden. Hare Krishna. This temple is such a nice temple. I'm reading the whole night and day here. I feel so spiritually enlivened. This time, it's the heaviness of the atmosphere is somehow no longer there. Something has happened. I think the deities made their breakthrough. They waited. So, such a nice virtual atmosphere. It's perfectly made for intense spiritual practice. This is Vedan Academy.
So many Tulsis appeared.
Tulsis, yes?
Yeah, everywhere.
Why, from seeds they came?
Yeah, from seeds from Vrindavan.
Oh yeah. If something is going on here. I think good times are coming. Vainateya and his wife are here. This is a very great benefit. Your devotees are coming. Krishnalaya has come. An architect. Isn't it? Is it really happening? Radha Radya is taking care of the marketing. This is very important in marketing. The ideas of the Vedna Academy are brought to a larger audience. Hare Krishna. Good. I wanted to just read today from the scriptures. Tomorrow I want to read from Lord Nityananda's wonderful activities. I have chosen a very nice chapter. I wanted to read today, but the time is too short. Please try to be here tomorrow. We will hear a little bit about the mercy of Nityananda, because this mercy we absolutely need. If we don't have the mercy of Lord Nityananda, our life will not go as fast as it can go. Want to hear a nice verse about Nityananda for the end? Advaita Acharya prays, "Your name is Nityananda, and indeed you are Nityananda, eternal bliss. You are the form of Sri Chaitanya's transcendental qualities. You deliver all living beings and protect religious principles at the time of annihilation. You descend to give Chaitanya prema bhakti. Indeed, you are the full potency of Lord Chaitanya. You teach supreme knowledge to devotees, headed by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Narada. Everyone gets Vishnu Bhakti from you. Yet you are untouched by pride. You deliver the fallen souls without seeing their faults. Only the very pious can know you. You are the only enjoyer of sacrifices. Simply remembering you destroys the bondage of ignorance at once." So tomorrow we will remember Lord Nityananda, and then our bondage of ignorance will be destroyed at once. Hari Bol. This is our plan for tomorrow. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Vasudev Tata ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Go Premanandi Hari Bol.